Daniel 9, I'm not sure, honestly, how popular the what I call the Messiah view is in Daniel chapter 9, where people think he is the Messiah. But I just wanted to read a few verses toward the latter portion of the chapter and kind of dive into this because, again, there is a little bit of contention on verse 27 specifically. But I guess I'll start in verse 24. It says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. Verse 27, this is the one that people kind of fight about. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Obviously, you just preached about this, Pastor Anderson. You know the interpretation of verse 27 that would say that he there is in reference to the Messiah that is brought up in verse 26. Rather than the Antichrist. And so I guess my question, and I think we could dive into this now, why would he be the Antichrist there rather than the Messiah? Just to play devil's advocate, there might be some people who would look at verse 26 and say, well, it says the people of the prince that shall come. And so the last singular antecedent would be Messiah, people might argue. But what are your thoughts on that? Verse 27 specifically, what would you say to back up the idea that it's actually in reference to Titus as the figure and then obviously the Antichrist himself from an eschatological perspective?
Well, first of all, the last singular noun that's mentioned is prince. People of the prince that shall come. Prince can still be the antecedent. The fact that it is the object of a preposition does not stop it from being the antecedent. What if I said, I went over to our deacon's house and he fed me lunch? That is a perfectly legitimate sentence to say, I went to the house of the Lord and worshiped him. I went to the house of our deacon and we ate a meal together. Okay. So this idea that says, well, it's the people of the prince, so prince can't be the antecedent, that's just a grammar fail. They just don't understand how the English language works. And we could look at verses all throughout the Bible where the object of a preposition can still be the antecedent of a subject pronoun. So that's just that argument is just dead in the water. OK. But as far as why do I believe that this is the Antichrist, that's the he. First of all, it is the nearest antecedent. But the real reason why I believe that is because listen to Daniel chapter 8 talking about the little horn, which is a picture of the Antichrist. It says in Daniel chapter 8, verse number 12, and an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? So basically, it says in Daniel chapter 8, verse 11, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away. So talking about the little horn, the Antichrist, verse 11 says, by him the daily sacrifice was taken away. It says in verse 12, he's against the daily sacrifice, and the place of the sanctuary is cast down against the daily sacrifice. I mean, clearly in chapter 8, it's the little horn, which pictures the Antichrist, that is taking away the daily sacrifice and setting up the transgression of desolation. Then if we go to Daniel chapter number 11, we find another mention of the abomination of desolation. And it says in Daniel chapter 11, verse 31, an arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength and shall take away the daily sacrifice and shall place the abomination that make it desolate. So notice, the same person who takes away the daily sacrifice is the same person that places the abomination of desolation in Daniel chapter 11. So we have the little horn, which is obviously representative of the Antichrist. The little horn in verse 7 is referencing the Antichrist. The little horn in verse 8, in chapter 8, is referencing the Antichrist. Chapter 11, verse 31, we're talking about the Antichrist. Chapter 12 is another mention of the abomination of desolation. And it says in verse 11, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that make a desolate set up. Notice how those things go hand in hand. So if you're going to say Jesus is the one that's taking away the daily sacrifice, are you saying that Jesus sets up the abomination of desolation? That's absurd. Jesus is not the one installing an abomination. So this view that says that Jesus is the subject in Daniel 9:27 is basically just reading chapter 9 all by itself, ignoring chapters 7 and 8, and ignoring chapters 11 and 12. If you actually read chapters 7 and 8 and 11 and 12, you'll see that we're talking about the Antichrist who does this.
I think an interesting point in some of this is in verse 31, when you are reading that. It actually says they, which to me would almost tie it back to verse 26 of Daniel chapter 9, when it's kind of talking about the people, and it's saying the people are going to destroy the city and the sanctuary, which obviously those people are the minions of the Antichrist doing his bidding. Obviously, the Antichrist probably isn't setting up the image himself, but by his commandment through his people. And so we kind of see a coordination of they. But by saying they, in my mind, it kind of precludes the idea of it being Christ. Like, how could you then go back and say this is Christ in verse 27?
Well, I don't think anybody would say that chapter 11, verse 31 is about Christ. And they wouldn't. Nobody's going to say that about Daniel chapter 8, verses 11. But then all of a sudden, Daniel 9:27 is about Christ. That's why this view doesn't make any sense.